Details are now emerging in the shooting of Jacob Blake, a black man who was shot multiple times in the back by police last night in Kenosha, Wisconsin. In a bystander's video, Blake is seen walking toward his car before an officer opens fire while Blake has his back turned to him. The officers involved have been placed on leave. Meanwhile, the shooting prompted widespread protests in the city last night. For more, let's bring in LaToya Dennis with Milwaukee Public Radio, WUWM. Welcome.
Thank you.
And as far as we can tell from that video, what happened just before police shot Jacob Blake? What do we know?
You know, it's been said that Jacob Blake was on the scene because there were two women who were involved in a verbal altercation. Now, bystanders said that he was trying to break that up, and we didn't see that on video. What we do see is police are on the scene. Blake walks around his vehicle to the driver's side door, opens it, and he appears to try and get in. A police officer grabs the back of his shirt and then begins to fire. That police officer fired about 7 shots. When Blake was shot, it's been said by his fiance that his 3 children were in the vehicle, and so they watched this happen. The civil rights attorney, Ben Crump, has verified this.
And the reaction is pretty swift, because soon afterward, people start to gather at the scene. Protests begin that go on for hours. What happens next?
Absolutely. You know, people gathered at that scene, 60 to 100 people, maybe more. And they marched to basically City Hall, which is where the county courthouse is. And it's where the police administration building is. And by the time they got there, there were already, you know, roadblocks that were put up to try and keep people from getting too close to the buildings. Many of those trucks were set on fire, windows were broken, and there was a lot of damage that was done. And protesters were met by police in riot gear, who at some point, several times throughout the night, did fire tear gas into the crowd and rubber bullets.
Of course, this is very reminiscent to protests that we've seen throughout the country over the last couple of months. And the governor there, Tony Evers, a Democrat, weighed in on this shooting. He condemned it, even though he also acknowledged in a tweet that all the details of the case are not yet known. What more can you tell us about what the governor is saying today and what the political reaction has been?
You know, some people have said that we don't have all the details and that the governor shouldn't yet be speaking on this whatsoever. But from the community has said, you know, that some of them are applauding the governor for his stance of saying, you know, black lives do matter and that we shouldn't see this sort of violence from police officers. But I think most people just want to see justice. And when they say justice, especially the people who are out there protesting, they want to see the officer not only fired, but they want to see him charged and they want to see him, you know, go to prison.
And just briefly, what does happen next with the investigation?
So right now, the State Department of Justice is investigating this, and they say that they strive to have a report to prosecution within 30 days. And then from there, it's up to, you know, the prosecutors as to how long they take to make public their decision.
All right. I'm sure we'll be in touch as that process plays out. LaToya Dennis with Milwaukee Public Radio, WUWM. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.